Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn a very important word called productivity. We have the world leading expert in productivity to teach us how to say it in Chinese, Professor Eric Brynjolfsson from MIT. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Xiaolan. It's good to be here.
你好。Okay, productivity, we know it's a very important subject, both from the country level, from the individual level, and the company level. And I know that you've been doing a lot of research around it. Can you share with us?
Sure. Productivity isn't everything, but economists like to say that in the long run, it's almost everything. As you suggested, it's what determines our individual success economically. It's what determines whether companies survive and prosper, and ultimately it determines the wealth of nations.
Right. Since you're a scholar, an economist, can you give us a definition of productivity first?
Sure. Well, productivity is a very easy concept. It's just the amount of output divided by the amount of input. And so if you're more productive, that means you're producing more while using less.
Okay. So for the company, you can see how much investment they put in and how much production they produce.
Right. A lot of people just put one thing in the denominator in the bottom, and that is the amount of labor input. But a more proper measure of productivity would also include capital input, materials, energy, and other inputs.
Right. Okay. Now let's learn how to say productivity in Chinese. In Chinese, we say 生产力. That's great.
Okay. Productivity is 生产力.
Yes. There are three different characters. Let's start with the first one. 生. Exactly. First tone, 生. And 生, the meaning of 生 is to give birth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
produce,
like reproductive, not just productive.
Exactly, to give birth. And the shape of the character originally was actually a little bud just coming to grow, become a plant. So that means the life to be embedded. So 生. And then the second character, 产. That means to produce. And in the ancient character, the shape of the character was actually an animal giving birth to the baby.
This is a much more organic version of productivity than what we use in the West.
Yes, very literal. So how many cattle can you produce? Or how many lamb can you produce? How many chicks can you produce?
There's production and there's reproduction.
Exactly. So to grow, to give birth, all together, 生产, that means to produce.
生产.
And then the same characters together, 生产, we also use that to describe labor. In this case, labor means the women who are pregnant and give birth to babies.
Oh, that kinds of labor.
That type of labor.
Oh, yes, like this woman is in labor about to give birth.
Exactly, it's the same. And then, of course, the way to differentiate that is how you use the context.
Well, that's interesting. So this Chinese way of thinking about it is more like thinking of the economy or companies as an organism that gives birth to create value. Whereas in the West, I think we usually think of the economy a little bit more like a machine.
Yeah, or you probably measure the consumption as well, right?
Yeah, sure. We crank inputs on one side and outputs on the other side, and we'd calculate the ratio.
Yeah, and actually that's a very ancient Chinese concept that most families, they would like to have as many boys as possible because the male labor, they are actually the major labor force in a society. So it's always the dream for many families or most families to have 6, 7, 8, 9 boys.
Well, this is a big problem with productivity measurement in the West, I guess, as well, which is that the labor in the workforce that's paid gets counted as part of productivity. But a lot of the work that women tend to do in homes, which isn't paid, isn't counted as part of the output of the economy. And economists, including the one who invented the concept of productivity, Simon Kuznets, pointed out that this was a big flaw, and he was hoping it would be fixed. But that was over 70 years ago, and it still hasn't been fixed.
Right. Can you share with our audience that in the past decades, what were the major drives for productivity increase?
Well, productivity doesn't come from working harder because that means putting more hours in. And it doesn't come from just using more resources because both of those increase the denominator. productivity comes from working smarter. And in the long run, most of that comes from using new technologies and new techniques of production.
Mm-hmm.
Information technology has been the most important technology that's been improving productivity over the past few decades. Before that, it was electricity and mm-hmm. the steam engine. But each of these very powerful technologies, economists like me call them general purpose technologies, mm-hmm. can cause ripples of productivity growth all through the economy
right.
as people adapt them to different purposes.
Mm-hmm. And did you see that the productivity growth is continuing to go on the same trend, or you see some variation or
depends
difference?
How much you zoom in. If you look in the very long trend,
yeah.
it's actually been pretty steady, growing mm-hmm. about 1% or a little bit more per year, sometimes a little higher, sometimes a little lower.
Mm-hmm.
The disappointing thing is that the past 8 years, productivity in the United States and other countries like Britain has actually been growing more slowly. It's
mm-hmm.
still going up,
right.
but it's not going as up as much as it used to
mm-hmm.
in, say, the 1990s or the early 2000s. It's a little bit of mystery why that's happening. Some people, like me, think that part of the issue is that we're not measuring productivity correctly.
Mm-hmm. And in your research, did you notice which countries have higher productivity than the others?
Well, there's a lot of catch-up going on. So Chinese productivity is soaring, and productivity in a lot of the developing world is growing much faster than it is, say, in the United States or Britain or
right.
France. But part of that is that they're kind of catching up.
Yep.
So the countries that are on the frontier that are
mm-hmm.
doing the very latest kinds of production techniques, it's harder for them to make advances than other countries that can simply copy what the leading countries are doing. What usually tends to happen is that as those other countries catch up, they kind of start getting to the same productivity growth rate as the
mm-hmm.
leaders.
Right. Okay. So let's go back to productivity in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
We know 生产 is to produce,
yes.
and then to say the productivity, the power of production, in this case, we add one character at the end, li.
生产力.
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 Li means power.
生产力.
生产力. So the power, the drive. And,
mm-hmm.
of course, in this case, the direct translation is productivity.
And is that the same for productivity of a country as it is for a person?
Yes.
Oh,
just like
in English, then.
It is, just like English. And then, of course, we can tease, oh, this woman has very high productivity. And in this case, you imply that she has many children.
Okay, that's a little different than in America.
Yeah, we say, oh, yeah, she's very productive. That's the same way. And then to say the country or the person has very high productivity, we say 生产力很高.
很高?
很高.
What does the 很高 mean?
很 means very, extremely.
Oh, I see.
高.
生产力很高.
高 is high.
Mm-hmm.
很高. 生产力很高.
Well, China, that's certainly true. 生产力.
生产力很高.
生产力很高.
Yeah, China. 生产力很高.
生产力很高.
生产力很高. So, Professor Brynjolfsson, do you have 很高生产力 yourself? When you work?
Sometimes. When I'm really excited about my work, I think I'm super productive.
Okay.
But other times...
生产力很高.
Yes, absolutely. Other times, I think technology actually slows me down because...
Oh, no.
An email message pops up or an instant message from one of my friends.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, I've spent half an hour chatting with friends. And that's not always the most productive use of my time.
Right. Okay. So when you say 生产力很低, that means your productivity is low.
生产力很低, sometimes.
很低. Yeah, sometimes.
Exactly.
Okay.
The technology has been a big boost to help my productivity, but also it's hurt my productivity.
Right. I think we need another episode to discuss this, how to stay focused.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you, Eric, for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
谢谢. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoyed this episode. In this episode, we learn how to say productivity, 生产力.
生产力.
Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.